pretty interesting day for your first day on the job, huh?
Well, yeah. We just acquired a catcher that can hit, gives you good at bats, and really works well with the pitchers. I'm excited.
Tell me what you know about Russell Martin, and he had a big year for sure offensively. I think his best year, Brooke.
Well, I know coaching against him with the Reds on the other side of the dugout that he seemed to be a difference maker for that Pittsburgh team, not only offensively, but what he brought to the the pitching staff, the stability and the game calling.
One of the things that's been suggested is, and I guess Russell has even suggested it, and I know this isn't your call, but I'm just, as a baseball guy, do you see him playing some third base?
Well, I wouldn't put it past him. He's got good hands. You know, you don't have to move a whole lot, as I know well, at third base. That's not my call, but
yeah.
I'm sure as an athlete he could surely do it.
You come to an organization that has had more than a few hitting coaches over the past 20 years. I think you're the 12th, if memory serves. That's a fairly high number. Do you have a philosophy? Is there something that, in a general sense, historically you've tried to get your guys to do?
Well, I think in Toronto's case, it's been four in the last 4 years now. But I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to do a lot of watching. I'm going to do a lot of listening, and I'm going to do a lot of probably one-on-one talking. But some big things for me. I like the idea of using the middle of the field, using the whole field. I think situational hitting is very important. Just for me, it's going to be building relationships with these guys as quick as I can.
One of the things that a lot of people have talked about with this ball club has been their almost consistent and frustrating inability to get a bunt down, and particularly with young players. Can you teach this skill set at the major league level?
Well, I think you can work on it there. I think that skill set should be taught and developed in those development stages in the minor leagues. I mean, it seems to be a lost art. Now that teams are shifting on hitters certain ways, I mean, it's a weapon that could probably straighten the defense back out again if you use it enough. But everybody's thoughts are, I'm going to hit my way to the big leagues. It's not going to be that I'm going to bump my way to the big leagues. I know in the National League we do a lot more bunting, especially with the pitchers.
Right.
In the American League they seem to bang it around one through nine. So, if you got that kind of club that can do it and generate runs, then so be it.
Brooke, what do you think of moving in with a team that has had so many hitting coaches over the past few years? Do you think guys are going to be open to you? Will they be reluctant to almost develop their own way because the carousel keeps turning?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. I'm going to have to feel my way through that. I think as a hitting coach, I want them first and foremost to know that I'm there for them. I'm there to work with them. And then we can get into... trust takes time to develop. Someone came in and told me to do something the first day he saw me. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. But it'll take time to develop. And we've got some talented hitters. How much do they need?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say you're going to have an interesting dichotomy here because you've got veterans like Batista and Encarnacion who are among the premier hitters in all of baseball, and
right.
And then you've got and now Russell Martin coming in, who may not be at that point, but he's certainly a veteran guy who I presume knows what he's doing up there. But then you may have the rawest of raw rookies in Pompeii in center field. The message has to be an individual message then, doesn't it?
Well, I think it has to be. I think it certainly has to be an individual message with him. I think it can be more in the lines of having a plan and committing to that plan, or having an approach, or or trying a different approach or something like that. I think a lot of times mechanically these guys get settled in and their mechanics work for them or they wouldn't have gotten to where they are. So, you know, trusting an approach is not that big a deal. Give me four bats today and commit to this approach, see if you can do it.
Brooke, I noticed during your early days in Cleveland, 84 to 87, you had Bobby Bonds on. He was one of your coaches. I'm just wondering, as a young guy, how influential was he upon you? And is it easier for you as a coach to influence young players as opposed to veterans, like Bob was saying?
Well, I think what Bobby did, the biggest thing I felt with Bobby was that he really cared about me. And he said, hey, kid, don't you worry. Let me do the worrying for you. You go out and play the game. Don't grind over at bats. Don't put pressure on yourself to do certain things. That was the biggest thing Bobby passed on to me. And, you know, of course, some mechanical things, be loose and use your hands, those type of things. But I always knew that he was in my corner, and that was big.
Are you more therapist or are you more technician when it comes to being a hitting coach?
Oh, boy, I think you really have to be both. I mean, you can't be one or the other because, you know, both things are going to come into play, you know, some more than others with other hitters. I mean, some are going to be more, it's going to be more of a mental challenge. Others, it's maybe a physical type of tweaks in their swing and their mechanics.
Was there ever a player in your years as a hitting coach that you just try to get everything through to him, but mentally he just couldn't adjust or wouldn't trust himself to make adjustments?
Well, there's been a few, and I don't want to name those guys. Yeah. That would be kind of I just don't feel comfortable doing that. But yes, I mean that happens. It's just they can't trust it and commit to it. They're pressing and chasing hits all the time instead of kind of the process and getting a good pitch to hit.
This is day one on the job, effectively, so I don't want to put you too much on the spot. But as you were doing your homework about this organization, was there one guy that jumped out at you, one that we've mentioned or haven't mentioned, that you're most anxious to work with?
I wouldn't want to say that there's one that I'm anxious to work with. I'm anxious to get what I need to do. I need to get to learn all these guys' swing as soon as I can and get inside their head a little bit and see where they're at and just communicate, learn how to communicate to them, learn when to go and when to back off. I mean, that's probably the bigger thing.
Right.
You know, watching from afar, just if I last year, looking at this club last year and kind of watching them take off early, if that club could have stayed healthy and those you could have ran those guys out there for a majority of the games, I think they would have been right there at the end.